Right, so in this episode, I'm going to talk to you about how to cope with what's going on at the moment. Yeah, had a really interesting chat with someone yesterday. She's actually quite famous. Yeah, if you Google her, I was like, whoa. Yeah, so we had a bit of a chat, and I think she's going to be in the magazine. So all will be revealed. So go and get yourself a tea or coffee. Now, she said something really interesting on the call that I thought, oh, actually, I might cover that off. So that's what I want to talk to you about today. Lovely, lovely woman. You know, it never ceases to amaze me how you can, like, it's night and day. You know, people who are out there putting their money where their mouth is, working really hard, making a difference in the world, and the ones who want the fame. Or the ones who want the, they want, the lifestyle or whatever and not work for it. It's night and day. And this lady is obviously the first one. My God, I couldn't keep up with where she is every 5 minutes and just working so hard, but so kind and so down to earth as well. And I just thought I really appreciated that because I was a little bit starstruck. Yeah. I was like, ah. And then I get hyper. Yeah. And then that doesn't help. But anyway. I get really enthusiastic, that's the thing. Okay, so she was talking yesterday about, what's going on in the world. We had this really good chat. And we were discussing about how to cope with it all. And I thought, let's discuss that now. Like, let's see how we can cope. You know, a lot of you guys are very empathic. And if you don't know what empathic means, it's okay. It just means that you absorb the environment around you. Whether you believe in this or not, I'm sure in a past life you're a healer, and in this life you're a healer. So us humans are actually designed to heal ourselves and heal other people. At our very core, we're beautiful, beautiful people. But what we do is we get caught up in the bullshit, and then we can't separate from our ego. So if you read a book called The Chimp Paradox, incredible book, and it teaches you, which is your ego and which is you, and it will change your life because you'll be able to manage your thoughts better, you know. So when you're very empathic, you're very absorbent, and this is a difficult time because everything feels like it's crashing down, right? Like, honestly, I'm surprised my eyeballs are still in my head for the amount of times they roll. Because I just see something, I think, oh, here we go again. And oh, here we go again. And it's just, this person is upset with that person, that person's upset. And it's just like, why are we all like children bickering on a very, very banal, basic level? Everyone is squabbling. Now, how you want to, what avenue you want to go down with that is up to you. But at the end of the day, no one seems to be happy, and it seems to be the rise of the dictators, right? Not on my watch, bitch. Not on my watch. So, look, this is what's going to happen. Everything will be okay. Okay. Everything has to come out. So, at the moment, we're in this state of illuminating, illuminate, actually. So, which means to illuminate, for the truth to come out. Now, what happened was post World War II. You had the 50s, you still had the kind of Cold War paranoia and stuff like that. The 60s, people were really discovering who they were, and drugs were rife. And it's a land, it was a time of letting yourself go. But there was still manipulation, especially in women. They were being told to lighten up and to sleep around and do whatever you wanted. And the pressure was on to be so incredibly liberal. Right. And in a way, I'm glad that had to be pulled in a little bit because women were being manipulated. And then, if you look at the 70s and then the 80s, the food industry started to be created, the food pyramid. So, all of a sudden, we have to now eat a lot of carbohydrates. And actually, meat is very small on that pyramid. Now, if you look at the carnivore diet, so go on YouTube and just watch people on the carnivore diet, you'll find it's actually the complete opposite. So I just find it really incredibly bizarre that for thousands of years we have lived off meat, really just meat and water, and we look the best we've ever looked, apart from the Neanderthals. They were a little bit of an ugly bunch, but we were very fit, very healthy, and obesity was non-existent. And now we're following all this advice, and we've never looked so out of control and had so much disease in our life. So excuse me while I don't believe that, you know. And then when I studied nutrition, I realized there was a relationship between the labs and the testers and all this, and who they were being sponsored by, the big corporations. So I was like, hang on a minute, you know. There's a lot there, and I won't go into it on this one, but I started to realize that actually we've been lied to quite a lot about everything. So if you look again at history, we've never worked so hard, we've never worked so much. So this idea of, you know, grinding, being a shark, you know, working 9 till 5, now we're all having to have a side hustle. Oh, let's not fix the problem. Let's just you work harder, get a side hustle, then you'll be mortgage free. That's fine. Hello. So we've got to work harder, is what you're saying. Let's boil it down to its bare bones, you know? So from the 70s and 80s, a lot of lies, a lot of a new industry kicked in. And when an industry kicks in, it is manipulated. So if you look at the Industrial Revolution, you know, I think it was Victorian era. You know, we were sending kids through chimneys, sorry, and you know, kids were losing their arms, you know, like going in machinery. So to build an industry and capitalize on it, they have to lure you in, but also lie to you. Now, when something is so that you will do it, for example, when something is built on a lie, it's a tower moment in tarot. So the foundations of that very premise is bullshit. Now, it all has to come down because anything built on dodgy foundations is a lie, and anything built on a lie will come down. You'll see it with anything and everyone. No one gets away with anything. Eventually, the truth will come out because it has to fall down. So if we now look at where we are in this world, so we're now 2024 or whenever you're listening to this. A lot of things are being exposed because we're about to hit the crumbling. We're about to see the destruction of the lies, not of Earth and not of mankind. We are now at the point, at the precipice of saying, that's not right. That's not right. I don't like that. I think that's a lie. So we're now starting to individually build an energy form which is demanding the truth to come out. We want to know from an energy perspective who's the real snakes, you know, who's talking the truth. We want to know. We want a savior. We want deliverance. We want truth. So this is great because this means so whenever more than one person feels something, this is why witches, it's better if you're in a coven because you've built the energy of those witches. And that's why there was this experiment on the Earth. Well, why did I say that? It's not like they did it on Mars. So anyway, they did this experiment where the yogis and the meditation people at the same time on the same day did a load of meditations. And on that day, they recorded it as crime being at an all-time low. And there was something else that was low. Crime and something anyway, something else nefarious. So the energy that was collected by those people created a different reality, right? So what's happening now is that we are getting pushed and pulled, and we are absolutely exhausted to the point where there's a revolution happening within ourselves. We will see a revolution individually, not collectively. That's what they're trying to stop. They're trying to stop free speech, and they're trying to stop, you know, protests and stuff. It's not, you know, it's not going to happen that way. So where there is a yin, there is a yang. They will never be able to control human beings. Never. Because where there is an intent, there is a reaction. The law of balance always exists. So where they've lied, there's a desire for truth. You know, and it's like, so okay, you want us all homebound and you want us all, you know, stuck and all worn down, but in exact accordance to that, and its exact opposite, you'll see a personal rebellion and you'll see energies changing. You can't control energy. If you look it up in space, so we are all particles from out of space. They've proven that. I think one of the planets, I think it's Mars, So we represent each planet. That's why it's called a universe. So uni, us. Solar system, us, right? So we are, space is outside and we are inside and we are exact replicas. One of the planets, I think it's Mars, when it comes just slightly more forward to Earth, our iron levels drop. It's incredible. So if you look out in space and look at nebulas, they're energy forms that constantly change, constantly shift. We are nebula. So that's why you can be married to someone for 10 years and then think, nah, I'm done. You can't control humans. You just have to be grateful. Your chances are higher when you're grateful every day that that thing will stick around. So you've created an energy of gratitude. So you're holding it into place. That's all you're doing. If you're dismissive of it, it will change shape and move on. That's why marriages, you're like, when you're more grateful, when you love your partner loves you, and there's consistency, then it's just two magnets holding each other together. That's all that's happening. But when the other one starts being inconsistent and a pain in the ass, then it's nebula, it changes shape and goes. So to try and control humanity is like, well, it's a task that's never going to be achieved. So let's put that to bed. Let me just take a sip of my coffee. Oh, I'm on one today. So if we look at the equal and opposites, there's a lot of war going on at the moment. And what's the equal and opposite? Peace. Where there's war, there's peace. There's a desire for peace. You get enough people on the planet desiring the same thing, it's going to happen. And at the moment, they've pushed us too far. All this censorship, all this, nah, 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 all this work yourself to the bone. Now we're starting to go, hang on a minute, you can piss right off, you know? So we're starting to find a balance. So please, please, please don't worry. Okay, but how do you get to a point where you're not affected? Start to look at the equal and opposites. Okay, you don't have to be a physician to know this. Just look at it's equal and opposites. What is going on? So therefore, what must exist in its equal and opposite? So this is why with couples you get one angry knobhead and then you get one very docile submissive. It works. You always have to have the equal and opposite of a dark reaction. The two lights, the two goods can live together, but the two darks can't. You know, so it's like just know that what's happening at the moment is it's all coming out. So the lie is starting to be exposed. So it's an illuminating period. So the lies, the food industry, the work industry, the governments, everything's coming out. Because there's a desire for truth, right? So then the next step and what you will see is the destruction of it all. And it will feel out of control and it will feel like overwhelming. And I feel like some of you are already starting to see it and feel it, but it's okay. If you can stay individually in a really good place, then what you've done is you've turned your light on. And then you only need a few more people around the world to turn their light on, and then you've got a majority of energy there. So this is what my work's about. This is why I keep saying to you, and like not saying to you, sorry, that sounded condescending. This is why I want to show you how to individually, operate from a good standpoint. Because if you work on your self-love and you work on your self-esteem, your light's gone on. And then someone else's light, and then you've had an effect. You know, you've passed it over. You've gone, oh, I'm going to cheer someone else up today. So by cheering your neighbours on and by being a really nice person, you've turned your light on, you've turned someone else's light on, it's passing it forward. And then the world is round. So the energy goes round like a circle, like the witches. So everything, and what do you do with your birthday? You stand in a circle. Everything is circular, you know? When the witches do their spells, they stand in a circle. Everything is circular. So the energy goes round and round and round. If you want to change the world, you have to change you. So you, if you're overwhelmed by what you see on the news and everything like that, turn everything off. Turn everything off. Focus on yourself. Feel really strong in yourself, happy today. Don't feel the guilt. Your job is to get you as a giant light bulb. and then go pass it on. Be really nice to someone. Say to someone, have a nice day. Oh, you look great today. Turn their light on. They will pass it forward. It's the law of, can't remember what law that is, but it is a law where you pass it forward. Continuity, you know? So it's like, it has this massive effect. And then once individuals, their lights are going on, ping, 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 in a circle, on the world, in the world, and then you've got a mass majority energy there that will start to rebuild as you see it in your vision, as you want it, in a direct vibration to what you're feeling, which is love. The worst thing they can do is to attack us personally. So our bodies are out of shape. Hence the lie about the food industry. They make us feel really shit about ourselves. Our minds, we're all on meds because, you know, we're told that we can't have a mood swing. There's something wrong with us. So to turn us all off means that you then are open to a totalitarian state. That's what they're trying to do since the 1980s, I believe, is they're trying to turn us all off. Well, they've been doing it for a while because actually, if you look at the Victorian era, it's to deprive, to burn you out, you know. But it's okay. That's all. And when I say they, you know, the industry people, yeah. So don't worry, don't worry. You are so powerful as yourself. And you are so strong that you can take on a whole empire just by yourself. All you have to do is be happy, focused, light, and just don't eat any of that shit and don't go on meds unless you really have to. Stay in control of your whole body and recharge. How do we recharge? We go outside. We put our feet on the grass, we go for walks, we're amongst nature. And then COVID, what happened? We couldn't go outside. Interesting. But the truth will come out. Don't worry about it. Don't be scared or anything like that. It's just those two polarities have to exist. So you have to get these nefarious people in charge. You have to get the totalitarians because we also have the peacemakers. So we have to always exist and coexist. Can there be a world where there is no negativity? I would probably say, you're looking at heaven there. Yeah. Because in this dynamic with the energy field, I don't know if you can, just because of the polarities and the yin and yang of it. Yeah. But can the light be more dominant? Then yeah, I think so. I think so. So focus on yourself. That is the only way we're going to get out of this, and that's the only way you're going to get out of it, is to focus on yourself. Allow yourself to eat the best food. Yeah. I started eating in a way which is ancestral. Yeah. I looked back and I was like, hang on a minute. Our ancestors are in the fields all day picking, and skin cancer wasn't a thing. I mean, you could argue they didn't know about it, but everyone looked healthy. I saw something on YouTube the other day, which a man said, since going on carnivore, I don't wear sunscreen, I don't even get burnt. There was an experiment where I think it was with rats, where they gave a rat sunscreen and a modern diet full of these carbs and sugars, and it got cancer. And then they gave a rat an ancestral diet or something like that, like an old-fashioned diet with no sunscreen in it, and it didn't. And it's like the sunglasses. What do sunglasses do? Block out the sun. What does sunblock do? Block out the sun. Why do you want to block out the sun? If it goes into our eyes and our eyes tell our body there is sun, our body will adapt and create melanin, which means you won't burn, and increase the vitamin D, so your bones will get stronger and you'll feel better. So why are we blocking out an energy source that is good for us? Yeah, don't lie on the beach sizzling with tin foil, but I'm not going to believe that. And again, that's just disclaimer. That's just my opinion. And from what I'm seeing, I'm like, that's an energy source. The sun gives us energy. So why are we blocking it out? To turn our lights off. So do your own research. I encourage you to do your own research. Just type in random stuff on Google. Experiments, sunscreen experiments, ancestral diet, carnivore diet. Just go on YouTube even. There's a lot of good stuff on there. But find something that works for you. Find a lifestyle that works for you. Turn your light right on. Turn it on. At the moment in this world, to change all of this, to change all the chaos, we need to turn you on. Simple as. There's no ifs or buts about it. And then everything else will turn into your favor. Everything else will change into the state that you are in. So if you suffer from anxiety and depression, your light's off. You're suffering from mental health issues, your light's off. There's been a trauma, a tragedy, or a long state of stress or bullying, and you've turned your light off. Do you know why? Because you were bullied for having your light on. Oh, yeah, people are jealous of that shit. Yeah. So turn your light on, babes, and then you'll see everything happen. But the good thing about what's happening now is we're in the illuminating period. I would rather know the truth than be in like this 10 years of, oh no, they're to be trusted, and then realize they're not. Oh no, this is great. I've got me popcorn. Yeah, I'm just like, what else is going to go wrong? You know, it's just bizarre. But if you turn your light on, honestly, you'll feel really great. You'll have a great effect on everybody else, and your world will change. The world will change, and it'll just be an amazing place. It will be okay. All right. But if you turn your light on, you will be a prosperity magnet, a love magnet, and everything will go your way. Just eat better, feel better, and take your life back. Take your life into your own hands. All right? So don't be absorbing all this like you're submissive and you have to put up with it. You don't. Reshape, redesign. Give them some of that lovely energy that they can't bear, which is love and happiness. Meh, have it. Yeah, have it. There's a few cartoons from the 80s. I think it was Captain Planet, ironically, was my favourite. And he was here to save the planet. And there was these kids. Well, not kids, sorry. Co-workers of his, I guess. Superheroes. And they would be representing, I am Earth, I am water, and all that is great. And they used to have energy coming out of their hands and their eyes. And the X-Men the same. What is that? That's love. That's light. That's my power. You've got to be a superhero in your own life. Yeah, these cartoons all have a message. Captain Planet, he had a message because they were trying to ruin the planet at the same time. So it's about educating the kids into that power. Yeah, fairy tale, isn't it? Fairy tales have tales, they have truth. Yeah, it's weird. But anyway, look, you do you and everything will change. Simple pimple. Simple pimple. You can't get any more simple than that. That's your job. That is your job. All right. And Google that experiment. Yogis and meditation people did a experiment on the same day and crime went down, everything went down. You want a booming economy? Sit there and meditate. Because someone else will be meditating as well. Create groups, create friendship groups where you're all doing it's like the witch's coven. You all sit there and you meditate about the same thing. I want a bigger bank account. I want a bigger bank account. Get a bunch of friends. And then, you know, say at this time, on that specific day, we're all going to do this thing and we're all going to throw in. The Christians do it. They do prayer circles. Again, circle, hello. Because the energy goes round and it starts to build. And what happens? It goes round, it comes back threefold, fourfold. That's why when they say karma, oh, it'll come back to you threefold. You give money, it'll come back to you threefold. Because what they're saying is, whatever you give out is going to come back a lot stronger. Yeah, so get yourself a circle. Get yourself a circle of friends. If you want me to be in your circle, let me know. I'll see if I can match it up with my diary. And if I can, I'll be in it. If I can't, well, thanks, but I can't. You know, we'll see. Because I love generating energy, you know, this is what I do. So anyway, look, love you loads, as always. To drop in another one, it's called a healing circle as well. Yeah. So people heal people through them. But anyway, I could go on till the cows come home. Love you, love you, love you.